This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Провів сьогодні кілька нарад щодо наслідків масованого удару по нашій інфраструктурі.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying, I have held today several meetings about the consequences of the massive strike on our infrastructure, another attempt by a terrorist state to wage war against civilized society, has resulted in temporary blackouts of electricity, heat, and water in some of our regions and cities. Russian missiles took the lives of 6 Ukrainians today. He made the remarks in his nightly video address to the nation. Regional authorities said Russian strikes knocked out power in Kharkiv on Thursday. The regional governor of Kharkiv said the city was hit by about 15 S-300 ballistic missiles, which Ukraine is unable to intercept. The mass strikes on targets far from the front were the first such wave since mid-February. They shattered the longest calm since Moscow began an air campaign against Ukraine's civil infrastructure 5 months ago. A letter claiming to be from the Mexican drug cartel, blamed for kidnapping 4 Americans and killing 2 of them, has condemned the violence. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
In a letter obtained by the AP, the Scorpions faction of the Gulf cartel apologized to the people of Matamoros, where the Americans were kidnapped, the Mexican woman who died in the cartel shootout, and the 4 Americans and their families. The letter says those who were directly involved went against the cartel rules that include respecting the life and well-being of the innocent and were turned over to police. A photograph of 5 bound men face down on the pavement accompanied the letter. Jerry Wallace, a cousin of one of the Americans kidnapped, says he does not accept any apologies. It doesn't change the suffering they went through. I'm Ed Donahue.
Top payment networks Visa Incorporated and MasterCard Incorporated said Thursday they paused work.